Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 7th, 2022. I'm Rich Stropolino. The Wall Street Journal sources say Meta plans to begin its first large-scale layoffs this week, with announcements as soon as November 9th. Job cuts are expected to be on a smaller percentage basis than Twitter's roughly 50% reduction. Meta currently lists over 87,000 employees, and it added over 42,000 employees since the start of 2020. The New York Times' sources say that Twitter decided over the weekend to delay rolling out its updated Twitter Blue subscription until November 9th after the U.S. midterm elections. The latest version of Twitter on iOS showed some users a notification about the upgraded $7.99 a month Twitter Blue subscription. Features listed included account verification. Other features coming soon offered half the ads of free accounts and the ability to post longer videos, things we've heard before. However, Twitter product lead Esther Crawford clarified the new service isn't live yet. Twitter owner Elon Musk said that any Twitter handle engaging in impersonation without clearly specifying parody will be permanently suspended. Previously, Twitter has issued warnings before suspending these accounts. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple began an initiative to change the wake word for its smart assistant to just calling out Siri, dropping the need to say hey before the name. The company reportedly plans to roll out the switch either early next year or sometime in 2024. In December, Airbnb will allow customers to show the total cost of stays, including fees, rather than just the nightly fee, so it includes things like cleaning fees. Once toggled on, this pricing will show across the app, including in search, maps, and wish lists. The service will also factor in the total cost of a stay more heavily in search results, regardless of if a user toggles on the total cost view. Additionally, in the coming months, hosts will be able to set variable pricing to include seasonal or weekend discounts. The messaging app Telegram added video messaging transcription available to its Telegram Premium users. Free users are also getting some new features. Topics and groups will let groups with over 200 members create separate spaces that work like individual chats with discrete notifications. It also added collectible usernames, which can be purchased and sold, secured on the Tun blockchain. They can be less than 5 characters long and function like regular usernames in search and links. Founder Pavel Durov apologized for the delay of the update, saying Apple took 2 weeks to review it. Bloomberg sources say Apple expects to produce at least 3 million fewer iPhone 14 handsets than originally anticipated, now aiming at 87 million or fewer. This appears to be due to softer demand for the standard iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Plus. Netflix announced it will release a Stranger Things VR game on major VR platforms in winter 2023. It's described as a psychological horror/action game developed by Tenderclaws. Instagram rolled out its age verification system to users in the UK and EU after rolling out a US trial earlier this year. Users can either upload a state ID, ask 3 adult users to vouch for their age, or take a video selfie. Age verification will apply to new accounts or for those changing their birth date from under 18 to over 18. Instagram also said it already uses AI and in-app reporting to determine if a user is a minor. The U.S. Department of Justice seized the domains for the popular Z Library ebook repository, which offered access to over 11 million books and 84 million articles. The site recently gained attention on TikTok, prompting an investigation from the United States Trade Representative. Last week, Torrent Freak reported TikTok blocked Z Library-related hashtags due to complaints from copyright holders. Z Library's Tor address remains available, but it informed visitors of server issues which could impact availability. China's second biggest chip manufacturer, Hua Hong Semiconductor, received regulatory approval for an initial public offering on Shanghai's Star Market. It hopes to raise 18 billion yuan in the offering, about 2.5 billion US dollars, which will be used to invest in a new chip fab and upgrade an existing one, both in the city of Wuxia. TrendForce estimates the company holds a 3.2% market share in the global foundry market. It makes most of its revenue on mature technology, mostly based around a 55-nanometer process. In its Q2 earnings call, Sony CFO Hiroki Totoki said there is sufficient PlayStation 5 stock to meet demand in the holiday season. He also said the recent price increase in most markets outside of the US has not dampened demand for the console. And finally, developer Gustav Mons released initial work on GitHub to get Windows 11 on ARM installed on the Surface Duo 2. It's still an extremely early build, with only one core of the device's Qualcomm Snapdragon 888 running, and no support for cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, touch or pen input, or even cameras. Microsoft updated the device to Android 12L last month, if you want more stable software. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.